if you in them streets.
We coming for you.
And life got you beat.
We coming for you.
The dope boy in the trap.
We coming for you.
These youth getting laid flat.
We coming for you.
The prostitutes and the hopeless.
We coming for you.
We trying to show you what hope is.
We coming for you.
Lost souls can be changed.
We coming for you.
Cause Jesus Christ came to save.
We coming for you. From
the love of Christ. Welcome to Hope Radio 98.7 here on Joy FM, The Captive Project. We thank you for joining us this evening.
Shout out to Example.
As you know that we're in our discussion on the Christian platform. And,
absolutely.
We've been talking about Christian rap.
Yeah.
And the platform that it has. And one of the reasons that we talk about this in particular, because in our society, entertainment has a huge impact on
culture.
Oh, yeah. I have a theory. I firmly believe that we would never had an African-American president if we didn't see it in the movies first. Because it kind of got people used to possibility. But if you look at the culture, we mimic what we see in entertainment all the time. I mean, even in crime, when it comes to crime and stuff like copycat stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But the music industry tends to have a real significant impact. Now, there's a lot of psychological studies of, as to why. Because when you hear music, it releases endorphins, you know, that are similar to when people are getting high on drugs. And it has that impact. I mean, if you look at music and concerts, people screaming. I mean, I remember, Ro, you mentioned that it like they worshiping, you know, the people and stuff like that. So that's why we chose this particular subject. And so as I go around the table of the usual suspect, we're up here in Green Bay. This is our last discussion. We've been up here, had this discussion over this month, and we're excited.
Faith boys in the building.
Faith boys. And I told y'all I would tell y'all how we met them. Back in 08, we had came up. We had a relationship with a brother, Kabir Bajabia Miller of the Packers. We came up to fellowship with Robin Davis, you know, from Freedom House.
Yeah, J.D. Murphy.
Yeah, it was great. J.D. Murphy. We had so much food at that potluck. It was great. And these two unassuming guys, you know, were there. And Robin comes up to me and said, hey, Richard, these guys is wondering if they could, you know, perform. And then we were like, yeah, this is they city. This ain't our city, you know.
And so to practice.
And so they came
got to
see
the
up,
to see the ministers of the
Sons
area
of Faith,
first.
Roman Hamer, welcome. And Al Walker. And when they performed, it was awesome. I mean, talented guys on loan from God.
Still fire.
And so as they're getting it in hard, getting in hard for the Lord, a passage of scripture came into view in our very eyes. If y'all remember when the Ark of the Covenant was coming back, David was so overjoyed, he danced out of
his
clothes. And our brother Ro was going in for the Lord so hard that day.
Bounce
with your bounce. Wow. He bounced right out of his pants.
I still remember the color of them boxes.
you know, but that was like a Kairos moment. That was like God timing because his pants fell to the floor in front of all these people. And he jumped down, he grabbed him, Joyce kept going.
And kept going.
But it was right at the part of the song where it says even David was bouncing. Hope you
and
get
see, I didn't notice that.
Until last night. Yeah.
Right. I didn't notice that.
Oh, wow.
And what
he
was,
up
what
like,
was awesome,
even David was bouncing. Right. Hope you. Oh no.
I didn't notice that. And what was great is you made every mother and every grandmother very happy. Because you had on clean underwear.
That's it, brother.
Hey, you never know when you might go to the emergency room.
Right. And so we've been in relationship with our brothers up here for the last 8 years.
Getting it in.
They come down, we come up, we do ministry. They're part of our outreach season. And it's just been exciting to see what has happened up here in Green Bay. Without his struggles, of course, but they are really, you know,
students
doing
of the word.
Yes. Students of the word of God.
Thank you very much.
As I told you in our last segment, we go to Mago Day, which will be opening in about 3 or 4 months officially, of course. You come out of there a theologian because the conversation is intense and
please
deep. Jacob Prash, Vody Bachum, Tony Evans.
Yeah.
You're going to hear. All you got to do is walk into the barbershop and say, premillennialist. Here we go. You
and
know.
The brother cut your hair and tell you the whole.
Right. So the only problem is if you happen to be the one in the chair, you're going to be in there for a couple of hours.
To quote one of the gatekeepers, you can pay for school, but you can't buy class.
Come on.
So what I want to talk about, fellas, in this last portion of our conversation, when it comes to Christian hip hop, my question is, where do y'all see this platform in the future? What do y'all think is going to happen as we progress? Will it get stronger? Will it get weaker? Frank, you had mentioned the gatekeeping mentality of secular hip hop, where we talked about how it's interesting that he gets a Grammy, Lecrae gets a Grammy, but it's interesting. It's like they accepted us on their terms.
Right.
You know, he had to really kind of water down what he did in order to get accepted. And so give me some thoughts.
Yeah, I just think, because again, you know, the rules are set by those individuals that pretty much control the content, you know, in the secular arena. And so in order for a guy to come in with a message that's definitely countercultural, they're going to control the content like as they've always have. How many stories have you heard through secular artists that are no longer relevant that said that, hey, you know, I had to do this because they wouldn't even allow me to get off the shelf as a shelf artist unless I came out with these stories,
right?
You know, perpetuating, you know, violence in the underground world, the underworld messages. And so you best believe that this is what's happening with an individual who has received a Grammy, which means that he's been acknowledged or ahead not only once but twice, you know. So of course it's going to fall in line with that same system of controlling the content. And if they say, hey, you know, you can be the Christian artist, we need one of those, but we don't want you to be gung-ho, you know, as you were before you entered the arena. Now, of course, the brother has said that no, he's grown in that area and it's now we're seeing signs of growth.
Me. When he says that after coming from where he came from, now I'm grown up.
Right.
So the gospel message isn't as strong because you've grown up.
Right.
And I remember when you were talking about the collaboration he had with Chance the Rapper, and of course we know
not the collaboration, but just saying that Chance the Rapper is.
And by the way,
there's no promotion of Chance the Rapper.
I wanted to make that clear in this segment too, that we're not promoting Chance the Rapper,
right,
or saying that he's a Christian. He's done some stuff that makes it appear that his heart is at least open to what God may want to do in his life, but we have yet to see what that's going to be because the album itself, I'm not telling you to go out and buy.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is that when you have guys like that appear to be leaning in that direction, is that a validation of Lecrae or somebody like Lecrae who kind of watered down things and got the Grammy and to put him in this arena to kind of maybe soften your thoughts?
Well, I think that as a Christian artist or a secular artist, you're called to a certain, in whatever genre you're called to, you're supposed to make music that is a part of that genre, right? If you're a Christian rapper, you're supposed to be making Christian music.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if your music is labeled Christian rap, it should be Christian rap. So,
right. And then let me just claim this real quick. And what I'm not saying that if you're a Christian artist, or that you are, if you're a Christian that does music, that it has to be Christian music, because you can do music in any genre so long as it does not degrade your relationship with Christ. It's like, as a Christian, I may be a jazz performer or something like that, but I'm not going to make music that's deliberately against
compromising
God.
And this, and the point that I'm making in that is this: we have to be careful as Christians that we're not deceived, right? Mm-hmm. Because we know what the Bible says. The Bible says that in these times, in the last days, and I don't want to misquote scripture, I'm paraphrasing, but the scripture says that even the God's most elect could be,
if it were possible,
God's elect, the most wisest, and the chosen, there it is, the elect, the chosen ones would be deceived, right? And so with that being said, what does that look like if that happens to the world, right, on a whole, that this is scripture? That does not exclude Christian artists,
right,
hip-hop artists, especially with hip-hop, because we're dealing with it. Hip-hop is if you want to sell something nowadays, make a rap with it.
Right.
Hip-hop's is one of the most number one.
It's celebrated on a worldwide.
Engines of sales. Right. Yeah. Sales. So, right. So when we talk about hip-hop, we got to remember its influence and its impact. So why isn't this a platform? I mean, what is that going to look like in light of who's being deceived in hip-hop, in Christian hip-hop? Who's facing those challenges? And as the church, we should be facing persecution. I truly believe that. According to scripture, we are supposed to see as the days wind down to Christ's return, we're going to see more and more of what we saw and read that happened to the saints in the New Testament.
Well, that's scripture. You know, it says that it'll be a great falling away.
Right.
And so we gotta look at those symptoms as that fulfillment of that warning.
And I'm not saying that Craigslist falling away or any of that. I'm just saying
it. But
we must be mindful of these things. We must be mindful of going into, why is there even a desire? As Christians, what need do we have to be on that platform? Or why do we feel like we even have to be
platform? And here's what I'll explain it and we'll have Ro chime in on this as we go around. The argument would be to penetrate and bring the gospel. The problem is, how are you going to say that you're trying to use it to influence and bring the gospel to the secular world, when in order to penetrate the secular world, you compromise?
Right.
It's like going into the strip club to hand out gospel tracts to the women that's dancing. I mean,
if you're a man trying to do it, right. Because there are women, there's actually ministry that do that.
Well, that's my point.
Right.
As a man, I'm speaking from my context.
Right.
I'm going to go witness. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Is it possible now? And see, I say this under the realm that I can do all things of Christ is certain to me, but for the discussions.
Okay. Yeah. Where is he going?
Can somebody like Lecrae or any artist that kind of compromises a little bit like that, can they then turn around and make the gospel impact that could have or should have been originally made?
I think definitely he can turn the ship around. And this, to a certain degree, us talking about him specifically is a bit subjective too.
We have to, because he was a torchbearer for these last 8 years.
Well, there have been others.
But he's been the main one, and he's the first one to get a Grammy.
Yeah,
you know, he was the first one to get a Grammy, though. He was the first one to get a Grammy, two Grammys.
And I know we're talking about the genre of Christian hip hop, but it makes me think about the Grant sisters. Y'all remember them?
Yeah.
The Grant sisters. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, because it's two of them. It's Amy Grant. And it's Natalie Grant, right?
And Amy Grant
is the one that made a secular song. Yeah. Where she's in the video, half dressed, scantily dressed.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That's what I'm saying. I said, I didn't know which one. That's why I said the Grant sisters. But at the same time, she was a Christian or is a Christian. And then she came back and did some more Christian songs. So it's almost as if, and that wasn't a hot topic. No one talked about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Probably did, but anyway. But the point is that, it's more so the focus is more so on CHH mainly because of the hip hop component and how hip hop has influenced, culture. Nations on a worldwide platform. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But back to your question, I definitely believe, and we may be surprised with what Lecrae specifically has to come, because from what I hear in the rumor mill, so to speak, in the industry, he said people who were a fan of Rebel will be surprised by my next album. So we don't really know what's to come in that sense. So maybe he does come with that content that was the type of content that the Lord used in my life personally to make me step away from music that was even questionable. And I don't want to change topics, but my biggest issue with the Lecrae issue is the joining together with the world artists. That's the part that bothers me, because when you do that, you're telling this young kid who is listening to your music without the ability to discern, probably at this point, maybe a babe in Christ and all of that. You're telling them, go buy Ty Dolla $ign CD. Go buy such and so CD, because if they were good enough to perform with me, then good enough for you to listen to.
Great example. Because when we came to start really, really listening and digging into Christian hip hop music, I was always listening to the feature dude. Who is that?
Right.
He got an album? That's the first thing I did. Who is that? His name, Thistle. He got an album?
Oh. Exactly.
Every person that I heard connected to another, because you got to think about marketing in Christian hip hop, it wasn't as big as everybody else.
Right.
So if you wasn't really in these camps and going to these concerts and catching these dudes, you really didn't know. So I was just like, yo, featuring.
Exactly.
Let me Google, see if they got an album. And so I think that's very dangerous, because you kind of put a stamp of approval on it. But also, you had mentioned in the last segment, Richard, about one of the Reach Records artists saying that rapping over a secular artist's beat was like going into a covenant.
Covenant with them.
I think even more so, it becomes a covenant relationship when you record a song with them.
Right, because
Have to maybe perform a song with them.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, Pastor Tim Conway has that sermon about Christian artists and secular hip hop, and I think he really knocked it out the park.
Yeah, that was
good. It's like you don't shake hands with the world. You don't stand with the world. You don't agree and bob your head with the enemy. You know what I mean? The enemy of God. And so I think therein lies the challenge. As Christians, we should be being pulled more away from the world.
It's a huge challenge, because
we're shining as a light in the world.
Right. Because I'm going to give an example. Even if I'm part of the president's cabinet, or I'm part of this board, or I'm a janitor or whatever, people should still know whether I'm a Christian or not. And I'm not talking about being overt and pesky about it and stuff like that.
If Christ is preeminent, then you're a Christian first.
Right, exactly. And so what I'm saying is that even if you decide that you want to go this direction, it should be unequivocal in your stance. So you're gonna perform this on the concert. The problem is, and y'all gonna really dive into what I'm about to say. The problem is that even if you say Jesus Christ, Him crucified, all it's going to be is going to look like, I like to thank God for this Grammy. I like to thank God.
Right.
That's all it's gonna be seen as. And so my thing is that we have forgot, and this is where y'all gonna hit, we have forgot that this is a war. This is a war.
That's good.
And there's no way, unless you a double agent,
that's good.
Okay, or secret agent, there's no way that your platform is going to elevate in the enemy's camp, because they're constantly going to be tearing it down.
Yep.
Our platform has to be completely separate.
Unless they're looking at it as an opportunity to allow you to be the a scapegoat, or the guy that we're going to say, this is the guy that's Sandy a Christian, and then expose how he's a hypocrite.
Right. Or they'll do this.
They just going to get in on the church's money.
No.
But, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's a whole different point.
Yeah. Dude doing numbers, and that's why he got where he at.
Right. Yeah, but here's the point, though. He also now speaks for Christians.
Well, it's,
so all of a sudden, that's good. Right. He's the one ambassador. He's the ambassador for Christians. So everybody's like, well, Lecrae did it. Why are you being so legalistic?
I had somebody from the world. That's what I said. I had somebody from the world. It's like, Craig was your man. I'm like, yeah, he's still my man. Craig, the dude you really always used to be pumping. I said, yeah, I used to pump him. You know, he's still like, man, Craig doing songs with.
Right.
This is what I'm getting from the world and dudes that I'm trying to put on the Christian hip hop. So I think that does affect it greatly.
Yeah, it's counterproductive. But
one of the great things that you said is the war factor. Right. And if we're in a war, that which was before we went on air, our discussion was this. Why is it that if we're in a war, you are being embraced by the world? Because we're supposed to be rich.
The enemy.
Right. If Jesus said it himself, like, man, they hated me, they're going to hate you.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. And so I just don't see that. I see too much love of the world. I believe the platform is compromised from his perspective. Because and once again, that there's those two dynamics. We see God over money, we see humble beasts, and we see these brothers and sisters laboring. They at these conferences. And I'm not saying Lecrae is not at conferences, but they out here getting it and getting it in. They're not chasing a Grammy. They're not worried about, you know, yo, we got this platform. They're not out here trying to get. I know Thizzle has been approached many times. Thizzle made one song with a secular artist. He did a song with Scarface. I can't even remember the whole song, but from what I heard, it was still pointing to Christ.
Yeah,
and I think that became a bit more of a discipleship opportunity.
It's mixtape. Yeah.
Yeah. But and then he did that on the mixtape. I think he didn't even want to.
And then Scarface is always one of those secular artists that's always been like right on the edge, looking at salvation, but never coming over.
Bizzle did a song with Bun B.
Right, but still, I want to talk about because we got very little time left. I want to talk about the future of this platform. We made it very clear that it is a war, and our platforms can't be mixed because the simple fact is, you go over there, you're helping the enemy promote.
Mm-hmm.
What the enemy promotes, they let you in. Like we started out the segment,
there has to be a line drawn.
Right, they let you in on their terms, so you're not an agent; you're a double agent.
And that's why I was going to read this right here too, where it says that, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lust. And that's a lot of the issue. Like, is it because of your desires that you desire to ascend to what is called success
in this
type of realm as far as culture go? But then the next verse says, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. And therein lies the issue is that you brought to bear in this session, which is we're in a war. And if we're not sold out Christ, then we're instruments of unrighteousness. Because what happens is we are individuals that are coming from a mindset that was continuously influenced by sin. Mm-hmm. And so when we start getting away from Christ, we automatically go back to that mindset that's being influenced by what it says, letting sin reign in our mortal bodies and obeying those lusts.
In a different translation, it says to make you obey its passions.
See what I mean? Yeah. Right. So we become weapons of unrighteousness or weapons of righteousness.
And
it's a war.
I think that leaves us with that with the statement that I made in the beginning of the last segment is that, yo, as Christian artists, we need to embrace the art and reject the culture. Because the culture that's embraced says, yo, come on in. Are you cool? You ain't like them other Christians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's judgmental. Mm-hmm. And you're not like them. Because we got to remember, when a person says judgmental, usually that's when the word of God is being offensive. It's not that we're always saying, hey, you know, we're holy and you're not, you know. But reject the art, embrace the culture. Reject the culture, embrace the art, use it for God's glory.
And remember, our platform will always be more powerful than the world's platform, because our platform's foundation is Jesus Christ.
There you go.
The gospel.
Oil and water.
Amen.
Oil and water don't mix.
Captive Radio.
Yeah.
Hope Radio 98.7. Thanks for tuning in to the Captive Project Radio Discipleship Time every Friday, 7 to 7:30 p.m. on your FM dial. You can also like us on Facebook at Hope Radio, or you can check out our live streams on Discipleship Radio.
Or check out the website, www.thecaptiveproject.com, or hit us with an email, thecaptiveproject@gmail.com, or drop us a line at 414-771-6000.
In his name, man.